Good morning. I have 9 words that I teach all my patients. They are the most critical 9 words of therapy, and in my opinion, they're probably the most critical 9 words of life. The question that I like to ask them to teach themselves, to ask themselves, is what do you want to do about it now? So I often add to my patients, don't tell me what you have to do, don't tell me what you can't do. Learn to teach yourself to replace can'ts and have to's, mustn'ts and shouldn'ts, with a question of want. Well, the second point, after we understand the idea of tshuva, the idea of the fact that we're returning to some place we'd been before, is the understanding that we have to ask ourselves, do we really want to go there? Do we have the ratzon, the desire to do tshuva? A person can't skip over that, says Rav Volpe, because that is the power source. First, by definition, if you don't want to be somewhere, you will not have the energy to get there. When a person is sitting in front of his Gemara or planning to do a mitzvah, and he says, well, it's all dependent of on siyata dishmaya, my success is dependent on siyata dishmaya, what does he really want to say? Is he really adding God into his process? Or is he using it as an excuse as to why he or she will not have success in the endeavor that he or she is undertaking? Same phrase. One is a recognition of God's involvement, and one is an excuse for the person's lack of success due to his own involvement. So suggests Rav Volpe. Because the answer is we, when it comes to tshuva, declare, Habal letaher, if a person wants to come and purify himself, mesayeno so. So we assist them. But bat letameh, poskan lo. The Gemara says everything depends on the person. If the person really wants to come, he's going to find himself helped. If a person sees that he's trying to leave, so he's going to find that the door gets opened for him. And the fact is, b'derech she'adam rotzeh l'leches, b'molichen oso. That's where you want to go, says the Gemara. That's where you're going to go. The first lesson of tshuva is the power source. Where are we going? Where do we want to go? If we understand that, then we will make it our business to develop a power. And so therefore, says Rav Volpe, we have to get rid of all the other excuses as to why we cannot return towards Hashem. We have to say to ourselves, get rid of the I would buts in my life. But, or if onlys, are things that are holding up the power source. No, our job is to understand what the source is for our desire. Habalat Taher Messiah. And if we can grab ourselves this morning and ask ourselves, frankly, what do we want? As far as the year is concerned, as far as getting closer to Hashem is concerned, we will get rid of the impediments in between. Please use my 9 words. What do you want to do now? What do you want to do about it now? And you will discover quickly that it will bring you and me a gemar chasima tova. Have a great day.